This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 11. We'll look at verses 11 through 13, and I ask that you pray with me, pray for me. And when you find it, say amen. We find these words. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers, and doers of his holy word. I want to just talk about just a simple subject, just answered prayer. Answered prayer. Anybody been the recipient of answered prayer? Of course, this Christmas season has begun, and it really, when you look at it, it really, the world doesn't wait for December anymore. They start cranking Christmas up right after trick-or-treat. And then before you can even get to Thanksgiving, they already getting you riled up for Christmas because they're trying to get our money. And they trying to make money. And then by Thanksgiving, we give God the praise for this whole season because Thanksgiving and Christmas is just a time for family, fun, and food.
Amen.
And one of the things I love about this season is food. Even though I've learned how to eat better, I got some witnesses. I've been through a process called the 40-day turn up by Dr. Joseph. I've learned how to eat better, but y'all know how we can break the rules sometimes.
Amen.
And y'all know, you know as well as I do, that first meal is good. But in our family, after the first meal, when it's time to clean up, we go to the kitchen. And we all start dividing the food up because we're going to take some food home. Those are the leftovers. And some of us have been around long enough to know that the leftovers sometimes are better. I got some witnesses. Somehow that food gets better. And I believe it's because after cooking it that day, a few days later, the next day, it has had a chance to soak in whatever it's in and to marinate in whatever it's in. And by the time we get to it, the next day, we just have another great meal. We're in the Christmas season. It's a festive season. I told you how people were celebrating last night, and everybody who's celebrating is not celebrating the birth of Christ. It's just a celebration period for them. But I like how Luke introduces the story. And the story in Luke's introduction in the first chapter does not begin with Jesus. It begins with another, or Joseph or Mary. It begins with another couple. Verse 1 says, and then Luke tells us why he wrote it. He says, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. And this is what he says, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order most excellent Theophilus. And this is what he says in the fourth verse of that first chapter, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. What Luke was saying is, I decided that it was best for me to write down what happened so that, watch out, so that we don't lose our history. Am I right about it, Smithsonian? We got to write down our history. Luke decided to write the history. And now so that they would know for certain what had happened. And as God's people, there ought to be some things that we know for certain. Some things nobody has to convince me about. Nobody can debate with me about it. When I look back over my life and I think about all that God has brought me through, I don't have to wonder about who brought me. I don't have to wonder about how I made it. I don't have to wonder whether or not it was blind luck or coincidence. I am certain that God made a way out of no way. I am certain that God picked me up, turned me around, set my feet on solid ground. I'm certain that even last night he blessed me. Is there anybody else in here? Nobody else has to convince you. Nobody has to talk you into it. But there are some things you are certain about, and that is God has been good to you. For those watching virtually, just type in the comment section. I'm certain he's been good to me. And look, my daddy, he used to hate when preachers said, look at your neighbor, and I'm about to break my rule. But look at your neighbor and tell him, I can look at you and tell God been good to you. A certain priest named Zacharias, the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And it's important to tell the stories of Christmas, and it's good to know about Rudolph, and it's good to know about Frosty.
Come on, come on.
Matter of fact, I could preach Rudolph. But you ought to know the Bible. Zacharias and Elizabeth had the distinct honor of, verse 6, they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But then 7 says there was an issue, and they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. It lets you know that even though they were serving in church, they had some issues. They had some trouble in their lives. They had some things that God had not given them, some blessings they wanted, but God had not granted them. And listen, let me encourage somebody right now. You may not have everything you want, but you ought to always give God the praise for what you have. We find out a little later that they had prayed about this. We don't know how old the prayers were. We know that there are, and I love them, I love those scholarly, academic, theological ways to categorize prayers. It sounds so professional. Got intercessory prayer. An intercession is intervening or pleading on behalf of another person. Then you have prayers of supplication, and that simply means to ask or petition God. Thanksgiving, we all ought to be familiar with that. If you can't pray any other prayer, you can say, thank you, Lord. Prayers of thanksgiving. And then there are prayers of adoration. At some point, we ought to get to a level of spiritual maturity where we drop down on our knees, not even to ask God for anything. Just drop down on our knees just because he's God. And we want him to know we adore him. And then there are prayers that you probably want to be careful of praying in church. These are prayers of confession. They say confession is good for the soul, but it probably ain't good for the public. You can confess some stuff here, but some things need to be between you and the Lord. One of the most heartfelt prayers of confession is found in Psalm 51, a Psalm of David. When the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And he prayed a wonderful prayer. You can read it. But he asked in that prayer, "Create in me a clean heart." And he was already a man after God's own heart, but he knew he had sinned. And that's why you got to be careful about looking down on folk. You got to be careful about judging folk. I told the group yesterday I made a mistake at the grocery store. That's another story. Ask them about it. But I was judging the folk in front of me who were taking so long to ring their stuff up and then had to pull out a check and write a check. And I'm waiting. I was like, now you knew you were coming. You knew you had to pay. You could have had your check ready. And then the second person, same thing. I was so glad when they finally got to me and they were gone and I got up there. And I said, y'all need to have another line for folk who don't have, who need a check and all that kind of stuff so we can get out of here. They rang all my stuff up and I reached in my pocket, didn't have my wallet with me. Got to be careful about judging. But we have another way of categorizing prayers. And I'm going to put it this way. We have some right now prayers. We need God to answer this prayer right now. We have what Dr. C.A.W. Clark used to call 911 prayers. That's emergency prayers. Prayer that Peter prayed as he was beginning to sink. He didn't have time to do one of those long, lengthy preacher, deacon, mother prayers in church. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help. What a friend we have in Jesus. All he had time to do was a 911 prayer. Lord, have mercy on me. Somebody ought to know, you don't have to have a long prayer. Send up a quick emergency prayer. Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy. And then we have tear-soaked prayers. And somebody told me once that those are good prayers because those tears help water those prayers that go up. We have some short-term prayers and we have some long-term prayers. And First African is an example. We got some grandmama prayers and some granddaddy prayers and we got some ancestral prayers that we need to give God the praise for, because there was a time when we couldn't just easily make a decision to come to church. Somebody ought to say something. Coming to church was just a decision you had to make today without any danger being involved. Nobody should have. Nobody harassed you for you to come to church. Nobody threatened your life to come to church. And you have 246 years to give God the praise for. Yeah. And I really pray that you don't get too cool about that. Antioch just celebrated 146 years. And we gave God the glory, but y'all got an extra 100 years to praise him for. Turn to somebody and tell them, you got another 100 years to praise him for. 100 years of praise extra on top of what we had to do. He's been good. And we would not be here were it not for the prayers of our ancestors and those who could not even imagine having the freedoms that we have today. Can I get a witness? Oh, you ought to give him the praise. You didn't have to pick no cotton this week. Didn't nobody threaten you with a whip this week? Didn't nobody threaten you as you came down the river to sneak to church? You ought to give God the praise. You had gas in your car. You were able to drive in to give God the praise. We ought not take our comforts for granted, and we ought not take how far God has brought us for granted, but he's brought us from a mighty long way. Verse 8 says, and it came to pass, and that's verse 8 in chapter 1, it says, and it came to pass, he's talking about again Zacharias and Elizabeth, and it came to pass, and I used to wait to the end of the story before I got excited, but nowadays I've gotten a little older, I don't have to wait to the end of the story before I get excited. Sometimes I get excited at the beginning of the story. And let me help somebody today. Listen, you don't have to wait till after you're delivered to give God the praise. You can praise him before the deliverance. You don't have to wait till after the miracle to give him the praise. Praise him before the miracle. If you've got breath in your body, you already have something to praise God for. I get caught up every time I run into this phrase in the Bible, and it came to pass. When I look back over my life, there were some things I didn't think I'd ever make it through. There were some sicknesses I didn't ever think I'd make it past, but I stand before you today, and I give God the praise because I can say, and it came to pass. While he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. It's important for us to realize that even though he did not get everything he wanted from God, he was still serving in the church. He was still serving in the church. Don't wait. And don't hold back on God because you don't think God has given you what he should have given you. If he's given you the ability, you ought to give God the work. He was doing the work. And as he did it, an angel showed up and Zacharias was troubled. But the angel said, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard." Oh, I got so much to praise him for because I know he heard my prayer. He said, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. Thou shalt call his name John. That was enough right there to praise him for. Just that. That was an answered prayer. An answered prayer. You're going to have a son. And look, not just a regular son. The angel added on to it. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Because he's not going to just be any old son. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Oh, how much would you praise him if you could know that your sons and daughters and grandchildren were going to be great in the sight of the Lord. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He's not going to be out there Saturday night peddling for a drink. He shall be filled. Watch out. Not with arrogance. He shall be filled not with academic study. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him, Jesus, in the spirit of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Oh, I got to pause right there. And on this 246th anniversary, we need to give God the praise for Pastor Tillman and how much he does to try to make us a prepared people for the Lord. Just because you came down the aisle, just because you got baptized, doesn't mean your training is over. Somebody has to continue to work on us to get us prepared. But see, we only concentrate on right now prayers. And when we can't get our right now prayers, we at least want some prayers with guarantees. Does this prayer come with a warranty? How long do I have to wait for this prayer? Can I, watch out, it's Christmas time. Can I put this prayer on layaway? We don't get warranties on all prayers. We don't get guarantees that we're going to get what we want on all prayers. But I've got good news for you. Some of your prayers don't have an expiration. Some of your prayers don't have an expiration date. And don't forget, there are some other prayers that fall in another category. I call them some wait for it prayers. Somebody hear me? You got to learn. As a believer, you got to develop the spiritual maturity and learn how to wait for it. You've got a good God. You know he's going to make a way out of no way. All you got to do is wait for it. You know the seed has been planted. The seed has been watered. It's in fertile ground. It's getting sunshine. All you got to do is wait for it. You know you've worn a hole out in your carpet, dropping down on your knees praying. You know God heard those prayers, but you got to. Anybody ever, watch out. Anybody ever, can you look back over your life and identify a time when God blessed you, but the blessing came too soon? And you messed up your blessing. You forgot to save it. Job learned how to wait for it. In Job 14:14, Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Psalms 27 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Somebody knows Psalm 40. Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and sat my feet upon a rock. And establish my goings. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I got to tell you, God has brought me from a mighty long way. I look all right now, but I haven't always been doing this good. God brought me up out of a horrible pit. And I know I got some witnesses today. I know somebody else can testify. You hadn't always been doing as good as you're doing right now. But he picked you up, turned you around, set your feet on solid ground, You ought to give him the praise. You waited on it, and he blessed you. Jeremiah 40 says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, one thing about him is he fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth, watch out, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth, I can testify, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But, somebody knows where I'm going. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall what? Mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Anybody in here waiting? Some of us today can claim we still have some waiting for it prayers. We have some old prayers. We have some worn out prayers. Some prayers that have left dents on the floor. Some prayers we don't even tell anybody about anymore. Some prayers are just between us and the Lord. Zechariah said, how can this be? I'm an old man. How can this prayer be answered? I'm well stricken in age. That was an old prayer. I thought that prayer had an expiration date. I had stopped praying that prayer. I had given up on that prayer. Oh, somebody ought to praise him again that there was no expiration date on the prayers of our ancestors. They couldn't enjoy freedom, but look at us now. The angel said, you must not know who you're talking to. I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. And so since you need a sign, you're not going to be able to speak until your blessing comes. Don't you dare doubt God when he gets ready to bless you. Just give him the praise. Don't go through your season having given up on your blessing because you gave it an expiration date. The angel told Mary, with God, nothing is impossible. I've got an old prayer. Fact about it, I've got a number of old prayers. And I know I'm not the only one today that has some old prayers. I've got some old prayers, some prayers I keep on praying about. I got some old prayers. But the good news for me is I know who I'm praying to. I'm praying to an old God, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the God we serve specializes in old prayers. There were some old prayers that got us through slavery. Oh, you ought to give him the praise. There's some old prayers got us through Jim Crow. Give him the praise. There's some old prayers that got us educated. You ought to give him the praise. Just because a prayer is delayed does not believe it's denied. Somebody ought to praise him for those prayers that somebody else prayed for you back in the day. And these answered prayers are what we want to praise God for today. And I urge you to still pray those wait for it prayers. Don't quit praying because you think God has forgotten you. God has not given up on you. Don't you give up on God. Keep on praying for family members. Keep on praying even when dementia sets in. Keep on praying when doctors have done all they can do. Keep praying when your children ain't right. Keep praying for your grandchildren. Keep praying no matter what's happening. Keep on walking. Keep on waiting. Keep on singing. Keep on praising. Keep on hoping. Squeeze on to your faith. Don't let go of God. He won't let go of you. Play on. Fight on. Hold on. Push on. Tell somebody, hold on. Play on. My God. My God. He's able. Yes, he is. He's able. He's able. Yes, he is. Hey, I gotta tell you this, and I'll let you go. I gotta praise him, because God has a way of blessing you, even when you don't know you need a blessing. He has a way of providing for you, even when you don't realize you need it. A little over a year ago, I didn't know it, but I had 3 heart blockages. I was walking around, didn't have any symptoms. But through regular routine checkups, one after another, they found out I had 3, not one, but 3 blockages. 100% blockage in what they call the widowmaker. 2 other 80% blockages. And they didn't know how my heart was working. But when they told me, I prayed about it. And I said, I think this is a sign. 3 blockages. 1 for the Father. 1 for the Son. 1 for the Holy Ghost. I believe that God is going to work this out. And we prayed about it. And they took me in. And they did a triple bypass. Let me tell you what that means. They didn't remove the blockages. The blockages are still there. But they put veins to go around the blockages. They bypassed what was wrong with me. I give him the praise. It's been a year and 1 month, and I'm still here. Praise him. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. He's a doctor in a sick room. But listen, I can praise him because I already knew God knows how to reroute the blood flow. It was one Friday on a hill called Calvary. He died for you and for me. Stay dead all Friday night. Stay dead all Saturday and all Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. Do you know him? Have you tried him? Is he all right? Is he all right? Say yes. 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 He's all right. Praise him. Praise him. Tell somebody, excuse me. I don't mean to embarrass you, but you don't know what God has brought me through. I don't look like what I've been through. I don't look like what I'm going through right now. I don't mean to embarrass you, but right now, I gotta praise him. Lift up holy hands. Glorify him. Magnify him. Praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. God.
To God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. You're watching or you're here, and you just need to know how much God loves you. He loves you so much that Jesus died for your sins, died for our sins, and rose from the grave. If you're here today
and you're saying, you know, I need the Lord in my life, let me tell you, it does not yet appear where you shall be. If you could just trust God. I'm shouting today. Mother Wilson is in worship on today. She had a fall. She's been out of worship. She hasn't been here, but we thank God she's here on today. We're praying with Sister Fanny Frazier and her family in the passing of her son, Keith. And we're praying that God will continue to sustain and keep that family. There have been other circumstances, situations in life that you have that you know about. And I don't understand how, well, I do understand. I know how folk try to do it. But it's difficult sometimes with God. I can't imagine. If you don't know the Lord, how you get through what you got to go through. If you're here today, if you're online, we give you an opportunity to say, Lord, I've sinned. I've come short. And notice this. That's not a newsflash. That's what the Lord said. The Bible says all have sinned and come short. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, y'all talking about gift. This is gift giving time. The gift of God, yeah, is eternal life. You can have life everlasting just by trusting God on today. If you're here, we'll give you an opportunity to pray this prayer. It's a prayer I can't pray for you, but I'm going to lead you in it. If you believe it, you can recite these words. If you do not know Christ, you can get to know Christ right now. You say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you've accepted Christ on today, we'll give you opportunity to come and be a member of First African. You already have the Lord through praying that prayer. If you're here, we ask you to come on today. Please, please sing the song. Go to the song that you sang earlier.
The world didn't give it, and the world didn't take it away. That was beautiful remarks, and that Jamaican accent was just awesome. I could listen to her talk all day long. I don't think it would be right for y'all to go to Jamaica without inviting us to go with you. Give God the praise for those who were baptized today. Come on, y'all. That's what we preach for. That's what we sing for. That's what we serve for. We can't thank you enough for allowing us to be a part of your history, and you make us feel so welcomed whenever we're here. May God continue to bless y'all, and we love y'all so much, and we look up to you so much. And again, Sister Tillman, thank you. Listen, y'all got an awesome First Lady. She's kind and sweet. And she's knowledgeable, and she's willing to serve. And I asked her last night, I said, now, what time should I be there? She was like, well, let me check. Hold on, I gotta sing in the choir tomorrow. I said, all right, you're singing in the choir, amen. So, and still have joy. Singing in the choir, and still have joy. Again, thank you so much. Congratulations on your anniversary. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Y'all got the best pastor you could have. First African Baptist Church is pastored by Thurman N. Tillman. You know what that is? TNT. He's what? He's dynamite. Yeah, he's dynamite. He's explosive. Keep him in your prayers, and don't forget his birthday. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what we've seen, felt, and heard. We give you the praise, for those lives that have been changed, for those who were baptized today. God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for this anniversary. We thank you for Pastor Tillman. We thank you for Sister Tillman. We thank you for all the members. God, we pray for those who are in bereavement. Pray for those who are sick. Pray for those who are caring for the sick. And God, even now, pray for Antioch and pray for my family. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence with extreme joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And all God's children said, amen. 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 May God bless you. May God keep you.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.